Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kelly Gruber. Batting seventh. The DH, Juan Benitez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allinson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mosby moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Bell reaches second base with a double. Mosby scores. Barfield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo bunts towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Butler steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Tabler moves to second. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's Blue Jays, 2, Indians, 2. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby scores. Hall moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Don Gordon now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to third. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell throws the ball into Eorg who tags Hinzo, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Butler scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mosby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 2. the Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hinzo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Beniquez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Hall reaches second base with a double. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's 8-3, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gruber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barfield strikes out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Blue Jays 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinzo moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Hinzo moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Carmelo Castillo. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 14-3, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Blue Jays 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gruber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach pinch hits for Juan Benicas. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gruber moves to second. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gruber moves to third. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gruber scores. Moore moves to third. It's 14-4, Indians. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Jones covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Blue Jays 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 14-5, Indians. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 3 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Blue Jays 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rance Mullinix now playing shortstop. Fred McGriff now playing first base. Cecil Fielder now playing third base. Kelly Gruber now playing center. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGriff juggles the ball. That's an error on McGriff. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinzo moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinzo moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Gruber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gruber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.